It may be spring, but the recent snowstorms took their toll on utility companies across New York. Some customers were in the dark for days, and now the State Public Service Commission is investigating. Storms that hit March 2nd and March 9th dealt electric companies and their customers a 1-2 punch. Central Hudson and National Grid are among seven utilities under the PSC's microscope. In all, more than 590,000 New York homes and businesses lost power at some point during the two nor'easters. On March 9th, Westchester County Executive George Latimer, on his Facebook page, called for the heads of Con Edison and NYSEG to resign as residents remained without power.
I'm now listening to corporate excuse making.
Latimer, a Democrat, demanded utilities adopt a new philosophy when it comes to recovery efforts. Con Edison issued a short statement affirming restoration was its priority. Governor Andrew Cuomo was miffed that some homes and businesses went without power for up to 10 days.
While we've made progress, frankly, the progress isn't good enough and it's not fast enough. John Rhodes from the Public Service Commission, I'm going to direct to do a full review of how the utility companies handled this situation. I'm not satisfied. I think it's unacceptable.
Central Hudson spokesman John Masurgian.
Well, we think we did a good job restoring power to our customers for these last two nor'easters that affected our area. The first storm was the fifth most severe that we faced in 50 years. The second, the 10th most severe. Following the first storm, we restored service to about half of our affected customers within the first 24 hours and to all of our customers before the arrival of the second storm. And with the second storm, we restored service to more than 60% of affected customers within the first 24 hours and to all our customers within 3 days. So we feel we did a good job in restoring service timely and also in staying in communication with our customers.
Masurgian says Central Hudson is ready to respond when another storm due Wednesday rolls in. National Grid is also mobilizing. Utility spokesman Nathan Stone was unavailable for comment, emailing that he was in a mandated storm meeting. The utility previously issued a statement in response to the PSC probe. Post-storm reviews are a standard part of our emergency procedures, and we'd be happy to share whatever information is requested by the Public Service Commission. Central Hudson is conducting its own internal review, according to Masurgian.
We file a plan with the State Public Service Commission, a storm emergency plan, that we update each year. This plan is reviewed by regulators and approved. We refine the plan based on experiences we've had in prior storms. This plan covers nearly all aspects of restoration, including securing mutual aid crews from outside the area to assist, how we communicate with our customers, how we stay in touch with our municipal officials and emergency responders, and the various roles that all of our employees play in responding to storm emergencies.
The PSC investigation also involves Orange and Rockland Utilities, Public Service Enterprise Group Long Island, and Rochester Gas and Electric. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.